Let us go to the phone bank this morning. And, you know, we've done a number of these chats with celebrities who have had some changes, had some new products, had some books, had some biographies, all those kinds of things. But this one just sends tingles down my spine. Don McLean, welcome to WCLO.
Well, thank you very much. I love Madison, Wisconsin. I've been there a bunch of times. That's a great little town.
And we're holding our own in these times, but boy, I got to believe when you and the folks at Time Life, Don, looked at the entire music catalog and said you wanted to make it available to people, you'd have no idea that everybody was going to be cooped up looking for something to do.
No, I didn't. Boy, did I pick my timing right. Yeah. We were talking to Time Life really about another album that I made called Still Playing Favorites of just songs that I do on the road. I did it with my band and some other musicians in Nashville. And they said, well, we like the album, but, you know, we mentioned we were going to be loading some of these tracks and albums up on streaming platforms. And they said, oh, well, we do that, so we'd like to do it. So they made me a great offer. And this is several months ago. We've been working on this. And May 1st is the start date, so here we go.
And this is not just like another album going up there that people might find. As I understand it, you've basically opened up the entire Don McLean vault.
Well, between these 11 albums and many others that are on streaming platforms everywhere, most everything I have done is out there. Yes.
That is fantastic.
Playing YouTube channel now, which is going to have all kinds of programming on it. Again, I have TV specials that have reverted to me that will be on there. And recently I actually did a sort of a little video about how you sing and play guitar for young people who already play the guitar and sing but might want to know a few little things that I do.
And so that's all part of your YouTube channel?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That'd be exciting as well. So the way this works, if I understand it right, Don, is, you know, if people, they might have heard Don McLean songs in their Pandora feed or their Spotify feed or whatever it is they're using as a platform. But if they go to search Don McLean today, they're going to find just a ton more music from you.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, if somebody says, oh, you know, I remember Don McLean sang this funny song called On the Amazon. Okay. They might want to find that, and they'll be able to do it very easily rather than never hear it.
Yeah, terrific.
So this is what happens, you know, and this is what's so nice about it, is we often discuss artists, and we say, oh, have you heard this one on an album? It's not, you know, a hit or anything, but it's just a terrific song, and then you'll be able to just call that up.
Well, that's fantastic because you know, we talk quite often with a record collector guy, and the stories we get of people that have, you know, at one point sold their album collections, figuring they were going to be able to always get it in some way, shape, or form, and then finding that they haven't had access to those songs. Terrific news.
Every time there's a switchover to a new, this is interesting. Because each time when you went from albums to CDs, a lot of albums didn't make it onto CD. So if you had those in your collection, then that's it.
Right.
You got them, but they're not on CD. And then you moved on, and there's attrition, you know. But now that we have these streaming platforms, a lot of artists, you're able to get more of their stuff, but still a lot of it's been lost. As you've moved forward through the decades and these different, you know, if you get an important artist like Bob Dylan or something, Columbia Records is not going to lose anything that he does. But if you get an artist like Josh White, who was a very famous blues man in the 40s and 50s, who I love, you know, he made many, many albums that you can't get. So I'm delighted that it just pretty much everything I have is out there.
Well, we're delighted that it's out there. Don, I have to ask you, I know you know, a lot of times singer-songwriters, you know, the songs that become favorites of ours out here listening to them are not necessarily always the ones that you all hold near and dear to your heart. We know, you know, American Pie is actually celebrating 50 years next year. But what is Don McLean's favorite Don McLean song?
One of the ones I like is Crossroads. I sing it with the piano. It's a slow song. It's on the American Pie album. And we'll be celebrating the 50th anniversary of that whole album on the tour because there, you know, there's Crossroads and Winterwood and Vincent and the American Pie and many other songs on there that people know, The Grave. But Crossroads is one that I like very much.
Well, we'll just add that to my playlist right now then, Don, and a lot of people are going to be adding a lot of Don McLean songs to their playlist now that they're basically all available through your partnership with Time Life. We are so excited to get that news directly from you. It's been a great pleasure speaking with you this morning, Don. I wish you many, many more years of success.
You're very nice, very kind, and thanks a lot. I enjoyed talking to you.
Same here. The pleasure is all mine, Don. Don McLean on your talk show on WCLO. We'll take a quick time out.